This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the stock market. Again, I mean, this is really, it is fairly unbelievable. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, up again 450 points. It is now not at all inconceivable that if the market continues to be bullish as it has been, and a lot of people who are experts in the market and the way it's going say that this is the beginning of the recovery that President Trump has been talking about and frankly praying for. We could be back at the 29,000 mark where we were when the fall and the tumble started, all associated with the coronavirus pandemic. Assuming that the pandemic does not have some kind of terribly destructive explosion of new cases and new deaths. And one of the reasons that that is less likely is, as the Wall Street Journal is reporting, there has been from Europe very encouraging news about some of the treatments for coronavirus. Now, it's not a vaccine. We don't have the vaccine yet. We probably won't have a vaccine by the end of the year. But we are having better treatments. That means fewer fatalities, and that means less of a risk of going back into a lockdown, which would be very, very controversial. I think the chances of President Trump authorizing another lockdown are very low. And in fact, if any state governor seeks to do so, he'll probably run into opposition from the White House, though I don't think that the president would attempt to interfere. In fact, he would simply take credit for reopening the economy and reopening economic growth and things that Americans really do care about. The as far as the pandemic is concerned, front page of the Journal, California, Arizona, and other states see rise in COVID-19. I do want to resist the temptation to proclaim this national nightmare over. I remember at the end of the Watergate episode in American history where President Nixon had resigned, the first speech President Ford gave to the country after he took over the presidency from Nixon was, "Our long national nightmare is over." Well, we still had a bunch of nightmares in the 1970s. We really did. We had, for instance, the whole nightmare of the Carter administration. But no, our long national nightmare is not over, but there are some encouraging and some worrisome signs. Here's the way it's reported in the Journal, and I think they do a fair and decent and accurate job. Nearly 3 months since the U.S. declared a national emergency over the new coronavirus, some states are reporting a rise in new cases as they lift restrictions meant to slow the virus's spread. California, Utah, Arizona, North Carolina, Florida, Arkansas, and Texas have all logged significant rises in confirmed cases, according to a Johns Hopkins tabulation of the five-day moving average. Meantime, New York City, the U.S. area which by far hit hardest by the pandemic, has seen a drop in cases and deaths and plans to begin reopening the New York City economy today. It's a very mixed picture, said Wafa Al-Sadr, who is an infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at Columbia University. And what they are seeing is that some of the states where they have lifted restrictions have seen an increase in cases. Will that be a serious enough increase in cases with better ability to treat those cases to lead to a second lockdown? It is not inconceivable on a state-by-state basis, though a national lockdown seems very unlikely. And Dr. El-Sadr says, I remain very concerned about what's going on. The U.S.'s overall daily count of new coronavirus cases has declined steadily in recent weeks. It's now hovering around 20,000 new cases as opposed to a peak of more than 30,000 in April, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Daily deaths are also trending downward, and overall testing continues to increase gradually. We need more testing. If you take out the impact of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, in other words, the tri-state area, Dr. El-Sadr said you'd have a much more worrisome picture of what's happening in the U.S. While it's too soon to see a potential effect on virus numbers from the protests sparked by the May 25th killing of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, public health authorities are concerned about the thousands of people who have taken to the streets in cities across the country. Well, some of them not concerned, some of them urging people to, oh, more, we need more protests, that'll help, which is absurd and sick and basically shows an almost... And it's not even religious. It's a primitive. It's a witch doctor. You'll pardon me, faith in what, the goodness and the value of the demonstrations, regardless of the fact that people may be contracting a life-threatening disease. And if it's not life-threatening to them because they're in their 20s, they probably have some contact with people in their 60s or 70s with whom it could easily be life-threatening. In the U.S., there have now been more than 1.9 million confirmed cases and more than 110,000. Think about that for a moment. 110,000 COVID-19 deaths, according to the most recent figures from Johns Hopkins. The exact tally might be much higher as testing capabilities and reporting standards vary from state to state, experts said. Some evidence suggests that the relaxation of social distancing practices, either at the personal or state directive level, has contributed to the rise in COVID-19 cases in some places. Joseph Lunard, who is an assistant professor of epidemiology at the School of Public Health at Cal Berkeley, says places that have lifted in part or in whole some stay-at-home intervention have seen a rise in cases. Arizona, which lifted its stay-at-home order on May 15th, has registered one of the largest jumps in cases, according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins. Now, part of this that they don't comment about the journal, is I had read and talked to you about those reports that said that this was weather-based, that it was much easier to communicate COVID-19 when people are coughing and chilly and the weather is cold. Okay, if you look at all of the places where the cases are exploding, California, Arizona, Utah, Arkansas, Texas, these are not places where the weather is cold right now. It's warm and getting warmer. But that may not bring all the hopeful results that we want. When you put together this situation with the coronavirus, which is still going to be a factor in our economy and our lives, and then you put together the information in this big new poll from Wall Street Journal and NBC News, I think you can begin to see a way that this election campaign will be formed, will be shaped. One thing that is clear today is that Joe Biden is not going to run his campaign based on do you hate the police or do you love the police? And part of the reason for that is Joe Biden has always had, throughout his career in Delaware and around the country, he's had great support from police unions. He doesn't want to give that up. He even has advisors who come from police unions. And so he's not in favor of defunding the police. I think that what is going to happen is that will not be the key issue for this election. If it is, the election will be a landslide. It will be a landslide against the Democrats who propagandize against the police. So how do Republicans want to shape or phrase the election. We'll get to that and more coming up. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
On the Michael Medved Show, we're coming up to a presidential campaign in which I actually think some of the politics and some of the political debate is going to focus on who do you hate more? And when I say who do you hate more, it's not who do you hate more, Trump or Biden. I think, though there are people who certainly hate President Trump, there are people and reasons that people might hate Joe Biden. Hate is too strong a word. Reasons people might fear Joe Biden, especially in what had been looking like his enfeebled state. He's done better recently. He's certainly done better recently. But with 80% of voters saying things are out of control in the U.S., I know that 66% of Republicans think they're out of control. Part of what Republicans are thinking of has to do with a true hatred for the mass media. And I believe that the Trump campaign is very likely to gain ground by aiming fire at the establishment media, especially if you look at what they've done in the last little while. There are two incidents of two of the most powerful newspapers in the country, firing top editors, and in both cases, editors who've been there for more than 20 years, for nothing. First of all, the Philadelphia Inquirer. They ran a column under the heading Buildings Matter Too, which was about some of the destruction that some of the demonstrators were doing to buildings and historic sites and other sites in the Philadelphia area and in Washington, D.C. I mean, they trashed the Lincoln Memorial. Do you think that's popular? Do you think that's building support for your cause? Of course it's not. And even the whole idea of the mayor, Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C., putting that Black Lives Matter on the pavement. I mean, right now when everyone is so raw about the horror of George Floyd's killing, that people are maybe nodding about it. But what's that going to look like 2 months from now? The editor at the Philadelphia Inquirer was fired because he ran a column that said building matters too. Are you not allowed to say that? If you believe in freedom of speech, how is it even conceivable that an editor would lose his job? And this is somebody who had helped the paper win a Pulitzer Prize in the past. He had been there, was deeply respected, and he's not a conservative. Because he had written an attitude like that and he apologized for the pain that caused, was deeply insensitive of him to run a column that said buildings matter too. And then the New York Times situation. And here, Jeremy, I want to go in just a moment to clip 12. Because in the New York Times, it's not only that they ran this America-hating, toxic, dishonest series called the 1619 Project, that was trying to encourage people to have a very different attitude than it was beautifully expressed by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. To have an attitude that America has been based on slavery, America has been based on cruelty, America has been based on evil, and we're still evil and we're still hateful. The same kind of attitude that we had from Professor Salter McNeil, who was on just a little while ago on our radio show. If you're going to use terms like hateful to describe the United States, how does that foster the beloved community that Martin Luther King talked about? How does that foster having more love for your neighbor if you're going to hate the country in which you both live, for goodness sake? It's absurd. And it's not true. When you think of how blessed we all have been since our ancestors came to this country, whether they came on immigrant ships or slave ships, the blessings of the United States are prodigious. And the idea that the media reacted at the New York Times, why? Because Tom Cotton wrote a column. He's a U.S. senator. He's also a graduate of Harvard Law School. He's no dummy. He's also a decorated army officer who fought in Afghanistan. And Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas wrote a column that said send in the troops was the headline that they were going to use. Now, it never ran in the actual newspaper. They posted on their website. They had 800 staff members at the New York Times who were angry at the column and felt that it was insensitive. And Bennett, the editor who authorized it, was forced to resign. And this is the way that the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, who is not a historian, by the way, she has no credentials in history, none, zero, zip, nada. Her name is Nicole Hannah-Jones. She was on CNN with Brian Stelter, going after Tom Cotton because she didn't like his column either. But the idea of having a column that you don't like, if you believe in freedom of speech, then you answer it with a column that you write, or at least one that you do like. Here is what Nicole Hannah-Jones sounded like on CNN. Listen.
There are probably a lot of people who are not even subscribers of the Times who hear about this and say, this is just liberal intolerance. Whatever happened to free speech? Just meet more free speech with more speech. That's like kind of a bedrock idea. And are you saying that it's that bedrock idea doesn't hold up anymore?
Well, free speech is not that I, as a sitting senator, or I, as someone sitting in my living room, has the right to run my opinions in the New York Times unedited and unchecked. That's not what free speech is. Senator Cotton certainly has the right to write and say whatever he wants in this country. But we, as a news organization, should not be running something that is offering misinformation to the public unchecked. So, yes. We do absolutely believe that his views should be aired, that it is necessary that we know that someone with this power thinks this way. But that's a different thing altogether than simply allowing someone to say things that are not true, to make assertions that might be unconstitutional without a check. Many of us journalists said there should have just been a news article where his views were aired, but in a way that was factual, because we know we are struggling with Americans getting misinformation, and our role as journalists is to give people correct information so they can make decisions.
Our role is to give them correct information? This was an opinion piece. It wasn't a news piece. She would be perfectly justified if the Times had been planning to run Tom Cotton's column as a news piece without any answer. But the whole idea of an opinion piece is it only when conservatives express their opinions that this has to be answered or corrected? And this goes to something over the weekend. The Wall Street Journal indicated that the Trump administration had plans to emphasize three issues in this campaign. Now, none of them were the economy, which is going to be a crucial issue. We'll get to that. What are the three issues they want to push? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House. Now, the president is appalled by the calls to reduce or eliminate funding for police departments.
This has been a very strong year for less crime. Let's put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And
former Vice President Joe Biden breaking with the group Black Lives Matter and saying he does not support defunding the police. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. Dow gained 461 points to finish at 27,572. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
An interesting report posted over at the Wall Street Journal, which is still America's leading conservative newspaper, certainly. And over at the Journal, their reporters had spoken to unidentified senior White House aides who said, no, President Trump and his top campaign staff, including Brad Parscale, who's the chairman of the Trump reelection campaign, believe that by the time we get to the election, by the time we get to the election season, that the pandemic and how to respond to the pandemic and the economy will not be the main issues, because they are confident that the economy will be on the road to recovery, and they will be boosting the rah-rah continued strategy of deregulation and support for business and low taxes to keep the economy going. And clearly the polling shows that President Trump has an advantage on that issue of the economy, even with the rise in unemployment that we had with a, by the way, a little but unexpected and very welcome drop in unemployment that was announced Friday. And President Trump was very happy about that. So what are they going to emphasize? They're not going to emphasize the virus. They're not going to emphasize the economy. Apparently, they plan to make a very, very big campaign issue out of censorship in the media, and particularly in social media, to go after the president's war with Twitter, the ability to shut him down, to shut down other conservative voices. And the left just gave the Trump campaign a huge boost with that, with their firing of a an editor at the New York Times, their firing an editor at the Philadelphia Inquirer. And based upon what? Upon expressing opinions. Listen, there should be, if you dislike an opinion in this country, then answer it. You can even call me, by the way. You dislike the opinions of this show? Call 1-800-955-1776. That's clearly the way to go. The other two things that the Trump advisors allegedly were talking about emphasizing are extremely stupid, it seems to me. One of them is voter fraud. Voter fraud is not a good issue. And I will tell you why it's not a good issue, because it is not a way to increase turnout. And every election in America is a turnout election. It just is. Now, people are assuming there will be a very good turnout for this election. I'm not so sure. It depends on how people are feeling. If they feel that there is no hope, that both candidates are pathetic and lame and not to be trusted, I think you'll have a low turnout. And the reason to try to emphasize voter fraud, it seems to me the only thing to do there is to set up a situation where you would disregard the results of the election, which, of course, is something that Democrats are going to warn people about President Trump. This is why you have to turn out. It shouldn't be close, et cetera, et cetera. I think voter fraud is not an issue that is going to catch fire in the campaign. You don't increase the likelihood of somebody voting in a campaign if they think it's rigged against you. The third issue is Obamagate, is talking about the unauthorized and dubious investigation by the FBI and the Mueller report. And again, there's not a single human being who doesn't already support President Trump who is going to be persuaded by any of that. Media censorship, maybe. Voter fraud or Mueller or Obamagate, it's not going to work on the Republican side. Certainly won't work for some of those embattled Republican senators who need to be defended and need to win, or even if he wins a second term, Trump's second term will be very, very difficult. Dave in Tacoma, Washington. Dave, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Before I make my my thoughts here, I wanted to agree with you on the blessings that we do all receive, and I wish these people that are protesting really count their blessings and do name them one by one, because we live in a country that is so doggone blessed compared to so much of the world. But I wanted to comment on Joe Biden. My wife and I were talking about it this morning. You know, they came out with a CNN poll, and you talk about misinformation. I don't know, but they talked about him being 51% against Trump's 41%, and I'm just thinking to myself, I watched these debates when Joe Biden was there debating against Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and all the other bozos up there, and I'm thinking to myself, who would vote for this guy? And I'm just wondering, Michael, do you know if there's even going to be debates? Because I honestly think that Donald Trump will wipe the floor with this guy. And I think that's his best bet, is to get him head-to-head on television and debate him.
Look, I think they will have debates. They've already scheduled three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate. And by the way, there's never, ever been an election where I think a vice presidential choice has been more important than this one, precisely because of some of the doubts about Joe Biden's health and his age. He is by far the oldest candidate we've ever had as a major nominee for a major party in this country. Here's the one thing I would call to your attention, Dave. He participated in, I think it was, they have 20 debates or something like that on the Democratic side. They had a lot of debates. Many, 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 many debates. 10 anyway. And Joe Biden didn't win a single one of the debates. He didn't. Amy Klobuchar won one of the debates, according to most people. But he did okay. Now, facing Trump by himself, who knows what that debate will be like? there was some talk that Trump might not welcome a debate. But there's no chance of that. Trump is waiting, is loving the idea of being debating because he has a very strong opinion of his own debating skill. Could it be a disaster for Biden? It could. Could Biden hold his own and simply by coming across as more calm, measured, unifying, actually gain an advantage from debates if President Trump is particularly shrill and harsh? Maybe. But it's one of those things that will make this campaign very interesting. Again, I think there will also be tremendous attention on the vice presidential debates, which is probably very good for the Republican side because Mike Pence is experienced. And I thought he did splendidly debating Tim Kaine, who apparently had tested positive from coronavirus but is recovering. Look, the question about these issues, Joe Biden is going to try to run a one-question campaign, and the question will be the Ronald Reagan question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And they're going to particularly emphasize, are you better off in terms of race relations? Are you better off in terms of a unified country? And that's a tough question for the Republican side. Would it motivate some of those voters in the middle that Joe Biden needs to win? Look, right now, according to the polling, the majority of people are in support of the peaceful demonstrators on behalf of George Floyd. If there are more riots, then everything changes. But it might change in such a way that with Joe Biden focusing his campaign on are you better off than you were 4 years ago, and the Trump campaign can't really do a morning in America unless the economy really does pick up and people begin hiring. And again, you're going to hear strong support for police from President Trump. And it's going to be, well, I'm not going to answer the question about are you better off. I'm just going to answer the question. The other side is crazy and senile. And certainly in terms of the crazy part, maybe even the senile part, it's tough to answer that. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved show, talking about the upcoming campaign and people trying to figure out which way is it going to go and who's going to gain the advantage. And there's even a new poll out there. We'll talk about it tomorrow and try to break it down for you that shows Biden with a 14-point lead. Really? I would be very careful of the polls right now. And part of the reason is that I mentioned that according to a poll in NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll, when they asked people about whether they were following masking proceedings, only 15% of Americans said, no, we don't use masks. The rest of the population, including a majority, said, we always use masks. Now, come on, be honest out there. Those are listening right now. I do put on a mask when I go grocery shopping. I do. But other than that, when I'm hiking with my wife, which is most of the time that I'm away from the house, and our daughter, if we're together, we don't mask. And I don't believe that a majority of Americans are really wearing masks every time they go out of their home. Certainly, it's not true of all these demonstrators that you see. And what that does indicate to me is that at a period of time when this media drumbeat again and again and again and again and again is that anybody who likes Trump is by definition racist. And by definition of a hater, and is it by definition somebody who's suspect. With all of that going on so frequently in media, I think there are some people who may be very open to voting for President Trump, but who are telling pollsters right now, oh yeah, we're voting for Biden. Or at least not coming forward with support for President Trump. Look, I think Peggy Noonan has it spot on. And yes, Peggy Noonan was very harsh with President Trump over the weekend and actually speculated about how good it would be for the country if he resigned and left office. He's not going to do that, and she knows that. And even with that going on, as Peggy Noonan acknowledged, he has 40% of the American public who will follow him through thick or thin. Now, that's just a little bit. And according to the most recent polls, he has 96% support among Republicans. Now, part of what Democrats counter with that is the percentage of people who say they're Republicans has gone down. There are a lot of people who used to be Republicans, like Justin Amash, like others who are involved with the Lincoln Project and openly involved with supporting Biden, like Colin Powell, who would say, okay, I'm not a Republican anymore. However, it is a fluid situation, and I do believe that this campaign is going to be fiercely fought and is going to come down to who can offer a more credible, optimistic vision for the country. And it seems to me that President Trump won last time as an angry candidate. And Hillary Clinton, of course, loaned herself to that because there's a lot to be angry about with Hillary Clinton. And there was a great deal of residual resentment and hatred. Joe Biden, I think the one thing that he has to watch out for is people feeling sorry for him. Because if people feel sorry for him, and this goes to the question that Dave asked about the debates, if people end up feeling sorry for Joe Biden, that's not a good or an easy or a normal way to win the presidency. And then there's the question of the conventions. Who knows what we're going to have with conventions? Right now, it's fairly clear the Republicans are not going to North Carolina. Now, we've never had this. Do you know what's involved with trying to plan a convention? And I do think as much as President Trump wants a regular convention with people gathered in a stadium, particularly if North Carolina continues to have a rise in their infection rates with COVID-19, or if Florida continues to have rises in that direction. They're talking about bringing the convention to Florida, to either Orlando or to Jacksonville. If they bring it to Orlando, that's another reason for Vice President Biden to select Val Demings, the congresswoman from Orlando, to be his running mate. She's former police chief there. It also would solidify what he needs, which is an appeal to the people who support police unions and people who support the police, particularly in states with heavy blue-collar voting, where people voted twice for Obama and Biden, then went over to vote for Trump and Pence, and now their votes may be up for grabs. Putting a cop on the ticket would probably help Biden in that regard a great deal. I'll tell you what probably will not be a major issue in the campaign is the subject of a new comedy series. No, really it is. Steve Carell is one of the funniest guys around. He's a very gifted actor. Little Miss Sunshine is one of the movies of his that I like best. But he's genuinely quite good and quite innately likable. So he plays an Air Force general who, an unnamed president, but we all know who it is, wants a new branch of the service. And so the 10-part series, now unfolding on Netflix, is called Space Force. Is it worth seeing? Give you a few laughs? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Steve Carell is creator and star of a new comedy series on Netflix. Playing an Air Force general who takes over a new branch of the service, the series is called Space Force.
It has always been my dream to start something from the ground up.
But space is hard.
Well, it's also hard to find many laughs in these half-hour episodes. Steve Carell's character is named General Mark Naird. Get it? Naird? Nerd? And if that strikes you as hilarious, maybe you'll like the series after all. But mostly it's a waist of a very talented star and a hard-working cast, topical references to members of Congress are predictable and one-dimensional as the show tries hard to evoke the antic spirit of old service comedies like Sergeant Bilko. Unnecessarily, it's rated for mature audiences with lots of harsh language and some sex references. 2 stars for the sloppy and mediocre Space Force.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Okay, there's another word about Space Force is one of the episodes, and I did not watch them all, but I watched more than enough, too many. One of the episodes is about an attempt to send up an American spacecraft with a chimpanzee and a dog in it. And for people who love animals, this doesn't go particularly well. It's unpleasant. It is not suitable for screening with kids or for people who want any kind of lighthearted entertainment. I'm not sure what the audience is or who the audience is, but it's an attempt, I guess, at political humor. I can't recommend people invest a great deal of time in Space Force. Coming up next time, tomorrow, there's another attempt to capitalize on a tradition in the entertainment business. We're talking about the service comedies that used to exist. Remember Beetle Bailey was another one? Okay, one aspect of the Hollywood entertainment machine that we all grew up with was Looney Tunes cartoons. Okay, they are now doing a remake of the Looney Tunes cartoons, but concerning Elmer Fudd in particular, there is going to be an imposition of political correctness, and there's something that will be missing that was prominently featured in the original Looney Tunes. And then also, we will hear an activist announcing to a crowd that she is planning to burn this mother beep down, and then emphasizing how this is going to be a peaceful protest. If you're burning something down, can you really have a peaceful protest? And then again, the idea of a general strike. And what would the demands be entirely? Well, one of the demands being no more homeless sweeps. So more homeless folks, welcome to Seattle. I hope not. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.